Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about skunk cabbage, the showy herbaceous perennial of bogs, stream banks, and wet pastures, named for its distinctive odor. Its scientific name is Lysochiton americanum. The genus name is Greek and means loosening a garment, a reference to the yellow hood that unfurls to reveal the skunk cabbage's flower spike. The species name, americanum, refers to its American locale. It is the only representative of the calla lily family in the Northwest. The waxy oval leaves of skunk cabbage begin emerging from the muck in early spring. Brilliant green leaves can reach 5 feet in length and 20 inches in diameter. Numerous greenish-yellow male and female flowerlets cluster on a large, fleshy spike hooded by a bright yellow sheath. After flowering, the plant's magnificent leafiness dominates through summer and fall. American black bears dine on skunk cabbage, and the plant's odor attracts pollinators, primarily bees and beetles. Medicinal properties of skunk cabbage include relieving abdominal cramps and spasmodic coughs. Native people steamed and roasted skunk cabbage leaves and roots, though in most tribes it was not a favorite food, and for some was only used as a spring famine food. Some tribes thought it poisonous. Skunk cabbage contains calcium oxalate, which can cause choking and burning in the mouth and throat and burning of the gastrointestinal tract, unless the plant is cooked properly. Called Indian wax paper, skunk cabbage leaves were used by traditional cultures for wrapping food, lining baskets and steaming pits, as well as for making temporary drinking and berry collecting cups. A Cathlamet story states, "In the ancient days, they say, there was no salmon. The Indians had nothing to eat save roots and leaves. Principal among these was the skunk cabbage. Finally, the spring salmon came for the first time. As they passed up the river, a person stood upon the shore and shouted, 'Here come our relatives whose bodies are full of eggs. If it had not been for me, all the people would have starved.' 'Who speaks to us?' asked the salmon. 'Your uncle, Skunk Cabbage,' was the reply. Then the salmon went ashore to see him, and as a reward for having fed the people, he was given an elk skin blanket and a war club, and was set in the rich, soft soil near the river. Consider purchasing skunk cabbage and adding its native splendor to boggy areas in your garden. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.